produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Lord, thank you this day for this opportunity to speak before your people. Lord, we're so grateful and humbled, oh God, that you have chosen us to be one of your servants. And God, we just want to tell you thank you right now. Lord, we pray for every soul that will hear our voice. We pray for every nation and every network. We pray for every leader, every bishop, teacher, reacher, prophet and prophetess, pope, priest, sister, brother, man, woman, boy and girl. Oh Lord, from every walk of life, from every region, from every ethnicity, from every corner of the earth, I pray, Lord, that this word will reach every home and every heart, that it will find them well, that it will help them to be healed, to be strengthened, to be encouraged, to be uplifted, oh God. Lord, we pray for the sick, the weak, the feeble, those that don't have food or nourishment, Lord, those that don't have shelter or raiment. Lord, we pray that you bless them now. Strengthen every region, oh God. Cover every place on this earth, oh God, and we thank you now. And we give your name all the glory and praise in your son Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. We want to first thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for allowing us to be here today, to our Heavenly Father, to his Spirit, the Son, the Holy Ghost. We thank all that were listening to this broadcast, and we give honor to those that have allowed us to be on this platform, and we honor you today. We thank God and give honor to all the bishops, the priests, the cardinals, the pope, elders, missionaries, evangelists, pastors, sisters and brothers, friends, loved ones, whoever may hear our voice, we honor all of you in your positions of authority and leadership today. We honor you and we give respect to your calling today in the name of Jesus. I give honor to my own wife today, Dr. Elliott. We honor you as well, and certainly again to our platform hosts who have given us this doorway and this opportunity to speak the word of God, Finding My Way. We thank God for you and we love you. And we thank you for every sponsor that would give us this chance to speak. I want to share the word of the Lord with you today in Luke chapter 7. If you would just go for a moment to Luke chapter 7. And at verse 11, this is what it reads in the word of our Lord. And it came to pass soon afterwards that he went to a city called Nain, and his disciples went with him, and a great multitude. Now when he drew near to the gate of the city, behold, there was carried out one that was dead, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not, and came not and touched the bier. And the bier stood still, and he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he gave him to his mother, and fear took hold on all. And they glorified God, saying, a great prophet is arisen among us, and God had visited his people. Amen. We thank God for the reading of his word, and we give him all the glory, honor, and praise for his word at this time. We want to just use for a thought to just be a blessing to you, and praying that it will strengthen you. A divine disruption. A divine disruption. Anytime we mention or talk about divine or divinity, we have to understand that we are talking about the things and movement of God and not man. This would not have happened or taken place if it wasn't for the presence and instructions of God himself. We know that God has a divine order of how he creates and does things that are totally different from man in the way we think and the way we comprehend and the way we understand things. God's ways are not our ways. His time and movement are not like ours. It's past our pay grade in finding out. It's above our understanding. And sometimes, you know, even through prayer and supplication, then and only then will God will begin to reveal his way in his word to a level to where we can understand it on our finite thinking. It is through divine compassion that this story is left on record to encourage and empower to share to all of us that are left behind that will find ourselves that sometimes saying that, God, I need a divine disruption. I need an intervention for my life. And not just any type of disruption or intervention. Oh, God, Lord, I need to be divine. I need to be knowing that it is straight from you that, God, you released this thing to help me for what I was going through, because I know it's through your anointing that will destroy the yoke. I know it's your anointing, oh, God, that will destroy the chains that could have us bound. I know it's your anointing, God, that will make cancer fall to the floor. I know it's your anointing, God, that will give peace to our troubled mind. I know it's the anointing, oh, God. That's why I needed to be divine and straight from you. Before we can even get to the healing and a disruption that happened at Nain, you have to understand that Jesus caused a disruption. Wherever the Lord was, he would always cause a disruption. People always wanted to follow the Lord and to see what was going on. Some now, they didn't want to go to be healed. They just wanted to be nosy. Oh, do I have any nosy people in here? They just wanted to go and see what was going to happen. Who was going to fall on the floor? Who was going to have a sheet cast out? Was Jesus going to turn water into wine? Was he going to feed the 5,000? Some were not really interested in going to be healed or delivered. They just wanted to go and see, you know, the sideshows they were calling. Let's go and see what this man called Jesus is going to do today. But oh, if you ever make up in your mind and come to see the man from real, you know who I'm talking about. The man that walks on water and calms the rage and see, you know, the man from Galilee. We have to understand that Jesus believed in helping people. And even though he was being oppressed and had so much opposition, that did not stop his God-given assignment. From meeting the woman at the well to the woman that was caught in adultery, even stopping at Levi's house, he stopped to offer Christ to all of them in their own different way. These are just a few encounters that you understand that have the divine hand of God upon them. You know that when God puts his mark or God gives an interruption, that when you look at it, you can tell that it did not come from man. When we look at the word disruption and just understand how it's defined, amen, disruption is simply, amen, means disturbance, disorder, to destroy, to make a shifting, to interrupt, to break apart. You know, just talking about, you know, the word disruption so we can get a plainer understanding of it. When you look at examples of disruption, you know, just sometimes, you know, that maybe we made a mistake in the family issues, drama, trouble, what happened at the Capitol, you know, in our nation, that was what we would call an evil disruption. And when supernatural enters natural, there will always be a disruption. What do you mean, Bishop? Come on here now. Talk to me for a moment. Make it plain. Put it down on my level. Make it easy for me to understand. When supernatural comes down into our atmosphere, amen, you get thunder and lightning. Watch out, Bishop. When supernatural comes down, amen, it causes the wind to shift and to blow. It causes the disturbance that sometimes we cannot explain why, because it's a supernatural divine disruption that comes from the hand of God himself. The plans that God has for your life sometime will cause the disruption to occur, because you got to understand, we want to move by faith, but sometimes we cannot move, nor do we move unless God sends the disruption. Sometimes we won't move if we not push. Sometimes we won't move if we don't have trouble. Sometimes we won't move, amen, if there's not a stirring, if there's not an urgency, if there's not an unction of the Holy Ghost. Sometimes we won't move. We'll just keep on sitting there, but knowing down in our heart. And so God says that it's time to move. But God said, but you know what? Let me send this disruption, because I see right now you're not going to move unless I disrupt what you have going on. Let's look at this thing so we can move on forward. Amen. It says, amen, that soon afterward, Jesus went into a city called Nain near Nazareth, and his disciples and a large crowd was accompanying the Lord there. He had left from speaking the word of healing over the centurion's servant, the one, you remember, the one who had just told Jesus to speak the word, that, Lord, I'm not even worthy for you to even set one of your sandals in my little tent, in my little place, oh God. So if you would just speak the word, oh my God, I'm just stopping there for a moment, y'all. Can you understand? Oh God, help me to get this thing out right now in my soul. That before I even get back the name, let me just talk about this centurion for a minute. He said, Lord, my servant is at home sick and possibly at the point of death, but if you just speak the word, I'm not worthy. You don't even have to go, but if you will just make a disruption happen right here, if you will just take your word and send your word over to my house, if you will just send your word to rain down through the atmosphere, God, everything will be well. It will be all right. And the Bible declares that if the Lord said, no faith have I saw in Nazareth, I saw in this nation of Israel anywhere, that anybody that ever had such a level of faith that just told me to speak the word and they believed that my word would heal, my word would shift, my word would change, my God. And they say, amen, that as he was going, amen, that when he went back after he left the Lord, and the Lord said, be it so done unto you, they said his servant had died, but amen, was feeling bad, had died, but at the same time, Lord, help me right now, but at the same time a disturbance happened, because about the time that death was trying to happen and sickness were trying to get a stronger hold, that the word of God showed up with a disruption, amen, and it broke the fever and it stopped the hand of death, and death thought it had victory, and like it was, oh death, where's the sting, and grave, where's that victory, because the word of God snatched it out of his hands. It was a divine disruption. Can't even imagine the level of faith that was stirred up in the city after they heard about, amen, the man telling Jesus, Lord, you don't even have to come by. But let's look at us now. He didn't even have a call to go to Nain like he did to meet at the woman at the well, but he still went. This little city is about 15 miles outside of Capernaum, just a little small town. Ain't nothing big or boastful to brag about, but it had Jesus' attention, and Jesus, just like with the woman, he had to go and stop by to see what was going on. And we have to be careful sometime, because people will come along with you that don't have faith. People will come along with you just for the benefits. Come on, watch out, Bishop. They not there to pray for you. They not there to help pray you through. They not there to help encourage you or strengthen you. They just heard that there was going to be a blessing. There was going to be a miracle. There were going to be some benefits. So I'm saying you have to watch out for those people. You have to learn how to cut them. You have to learn how to cut the cord. You have to learn how to say, you know what, I go if I have to go by myself. You sometimes you have to say, you know what, God, just send me, I'll go, you know, and just begin to say, Lord, I know that 99 and a half just won't do. I made 85, but God, I know 85 just won't be enough. I'm getting happy now, but sometimes you have to go head on and go on by yourself. Lord, help us through this word. Come on now. Some people, amen, they're just there for the fishes and the loaves. They're not there to be free. They're not there to be healed. They're just there, amen, to get what they can get, and then they're going on about their business, amen. And sometimes many of us, amen, we miss God because we're looking for the Lord for the wrong reasons. He's not a call me, prove yourself savior that's on parade or show. And he's not just there, you know, like genie, you know, give me a wish and grant my wish when you get ready. You know, he's a God that requires y'all that we live right all the time, that we learn how to do like David said, that I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth, and my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. Then it says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us come on here. Let us come on and give his name glory together. So that poor man cried out, and the Lord delivered him out of all this trouble. I got to stop here because I got to say a little more before we get to this grieving now. But let's talk about this thing called divine disruptions. One of the reasons God is not so obvious, amen, because people, amen, got to realize, amen, that when we put a demand on God, amen, that the manifestation of the Spirit of God will cause a disruption. And sometimes we ask of God, amen, and don't realize what the cost will be when we ask God to release this disruption. Make that plain, Bishop. You don't add up the cost. You know, you're saying, God, I want to be saved and healed and delivered, and I want to preach like Paul, and I want to evangelize the world, and I want to shut down heaven like Elijah, God, and call down fire. But many times to get those level of disruptions, amen, to get that level of anointing, I just want to tell you that disruption going to cost you something. It means that you're going to have to really sell out to God. It means, amen, that you're not going to be able to hold back anything, that at all costs you're going to have to learn how to pour out everything. And as I'm walking on down through this thing now, that I'm so glad that the Lord showed up at Nain. Help me, Bishop. I'm so glad, amen, that God came on down through the funeral procession. And it said that there was a woman that was walking in the funeral procession. And let me make it plain, just another little point. See, the thing about the rich and the poor people of Nain, they was distinguished by two different ways. If you was rich, you was buried in the city and buried the same day in fine linen and cloth, and they celebrated you. But if you was poor like this widow son and didn't have nothing, they carry you out of the sound and bury you in an unmarked grave and an unmarked tomb. But how many to say that I'm so glad that the Lord was out there walking in the crowd. That's why the word says sometimes some of us have entertained angels unaware and we didn't even know it. But I'm so glad that God came to cause a divine, come on here, of divine disruption. Lord, I thank you right now. The woman, she wouldn't even think about Jesus being in the crowd. All she was saying, I've lost my son, and she's mourning now because I don't know how old the child was, but I believe it was the only child that the woman had. And if you ever lost a child, and not just a child, if you ever lost anybody that was close and dear to your heart, you was mourning for them. You was crying if you loved them, and you was sad and broken that you would never see them again. But I'm so glad that the Lord found his way to mingle through the crowd. Somebody say, the Lord is mingling. The Lord is mingling through the crowd. And I believe God is here to give you a divine disruption. Somebody need a divine disruption that are hearing my voice right now. You've been going through a lot of things in your life. Your children have been going through all kind of situations. You found yourself in some kind of disturbance on your job. Things are not going right in your ministry. Things are not going right in your marriage. Things are not going right in your home. Come on, Bishop. Things are not going right in your finances. But I'm praying right now that God will give you a divine disruption. It could have been you that was in that car wreck, but God came in and gave you a divine disruption. It could have been your child that came up missing, but God gave a divine disruption. And God, I'm glad you disturbed the atmosphere. Lord, I'm glad you came in and you stopped the hand of death. God, I'm glad you came in. The devil tried it, but you blocked it. Because how many you know that you know that you know that you know? He meant it for your bad, but God turned that thing around and gave it for your good. And I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. Weeping may endure it but for a night, but joy coming in the morning. And it's morning time and day is breaking. Lord, I thank you right now for looking down on this widow. Lord, I thank you right now for looking down on the unsaved and the hungry and the broken. I look and thank you, God, for looking down on the homeless. Look on the people that are living in the nursing home and living on the streets right now. Look on those, oh God, that have no food. Look on those that souls are hurting, God. Lord, touch them right right now in the name of Jesus, from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet. Lord, intervene and give a divine disruption right now. Lord, somebody about to give up and throw in the towel. But I dare you, I double dare you right now to reach beyond the break and say, for God I live and God I die. Some way, somehow we're going to make it. I know, God, if you can walk on water and calm the raging seas. I know if you can turn water into wine. I know if you can speak in the sun, hold his place in the valley. I know the thing that I got going on is a small thing right now. So, Lord, come on in right now. And the Bible says he was walking through the funeral procession and said, amen. He didn't even touch the woman child, but he just bumped up against the coffin. Y'all better hear me. Let the Lord bump up against you. Let the Lord bump up against your storm. Let the Lord bump up against your situation. I'm going through, but Lord, bump me. I'm down, but Lord, bump me. I'm hurting, but Lord, bump me. I'm struggling, but Lord, bump me. Bump me, God. Bump me, God. Lord, just bump me right now in the name of Jesus. In all these nations all around the world, God, I speak and I prophesy your word to go out to Ephesus. I speak your word to go out in every nation. Let it hit the whole continent of Africa. Let it hit all of Europe. Let it hit Egypt. Let it hit the United States and South America. Let it hit all of Canada and all abroad. Let it hit the over 8 billion souls on this planet, God. Because, Lord, right now we all need a divine disruption in the name of Jesus. We need a divine disruption right now. It says that he touched the briar, the coffin. And the woman's son got up and he told the child to speak. And after the child rose, he gave the child to his mother. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the joy that flooded her soul? Can you imagine how her heart felt? She was on the way. She was on the way to put her son in the ground. She was on the way to say, I'll never see you again. Buy him a kiss on your cheek. She was on her way and had no idea she would bump into somebody that would give her a disruption. She had no idea that she would bump into the man that tell the wind of peace be still. She had no idea that she was going to bump into the man that turned water into wine. She had no idea. And just like she had no idea, we are the same way. But God wants to give you a divine disruption. The Lord wants to give you a divine disruption. The Lord wants to give you a divine disruption. When you look at Jonah, Jonah was headed the wrong way. He was going in the wrong direction. And the Lord intervened because he said, Jonah, I have an assignment for you. And even though you're trying to run away, you can't run away from what I've called you to do. And somebody needs to hear that today. You cannot run away nor get away from what God has called you to do. And if you try to run and get away or do anything different, guess what? Here comes a divine disruption. Sometimes we don't understand a disruption. And if you never had one, you truly won't understand. But can I tell you, just before you give up, just before you let go, just before you said like the widow said, you know, when the man of God said, what are you about to do? And she says, I'm going to make this little last cake of bread for me and my son. And then we're going to eat and we're going to lay down and die. But thank God that they had a divine disruption, because if it had not have been for the divine disruption, amen, faith would not have grabbed hold of the woman to obey the man of God. And I want to tell you today, God has a divine disruption ready to release over your life. If you're ready to shift, if you're ready to change, if you're ready for a greater impartation of the anointing of God and what God has designed for your life, I decree and I declare right now, God, release a divine disruption over every soul, over every heart that's hearing my voice right now. As I make a call to the altar right now, come to Jesus right now. Come to him. You're not saved. Come to him. You're broken. Come to him right now. You're hurting in your heart and soul. You need a disruption right now. Why not come today? Come while your mind is focused. Come right now. The Lord wants to deliver you right where you're at right now. I don't care what you've done, what you said, you fell off, you backslid, you never know God, whatever it is, come right now. The Lord is speaking to your soul right now as I'm speaking to you, as you hear my voice. Man, woman, boy, girl, leader, prophet, bishop, whatever your position is, CEO, whatever your position is, if you've never known God, come today. If you know him and you walk with him, come today. Come, the altar is open right now. There's still room at the cross. There's room just for you. Though millions have come, there's still room. There's still room for one more. Come on, there's room. The Lord is waiting right now. I'm going to give you a few more seconds. Come on, come on. You know you want to come. That's the Lord knocking on the door of your heart right there. Come on, man. You've been broken too long. You've been struggling in what you've been. I speak to you right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the word of God tugging on you right now. Come on, woman of God. Come on back to the Lord right now. Come on, prophet. Come on, prophetess. Come on, preacher. Come on, evangelist. Come on, elder. Come on, minister. Come on, broken soul. Come on, you. You battling disease in your body. You're homeless. You're hungry. You're broken. Come on right now. The Lord want to love you right where you at. Lord, I pray over these souls that I believe by faith, God, have came to the altar, God, in many different nations. Lord, Lord, forgive their sin. Cover them under your blood. Restore them back to the kingdom. Restore them back, oh God, to their rightful place in the name of Jesus. You are restored. You are saved by the precious blood of Jesus. If you repented and just all you have to do was just say, Lord, I'm godly, sovereign. I believe that your son's redemptive blood that he shed on Calvary's cross covers my sin, and I receive him as my savior today. That's it. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. You repenting of your sin and receiving the covering of Jesus' blood for your sins. You are redeemed by his blood today. Thank God that the Lord set a divine disruption just in time. We were about to give and we were about to let go, but God knew just what we needed. We're praying for you. Stay encouraged. We love you. And remember, amen, if you're ever in trouble, just pray and God will send a divine disruption to your rescue. God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.